Florida Steak and Shake's switch to tallow, anything less would be sus. By Hannah Knudsen on February 7, 2025. Steak and Shake's in Florida are kissing C. Doyle's goodbye, at least, for their French fries. The restaurant chain announced Thursday that locations in the Sunshine State will no longer cook fries in oil, switching over to tallow. Now cooking fries in 100% beef tallow in all Florida locations, Steak and Shake announced. Our tallow has no preservatives, chemicals or additives, anything less would be sus. The news follows the restaurant announcing in January that it would move to replace oil with tallow by February 2025. Our fries will now be cooked in an authentic way, 100% beef tallow, in order to achieve the highest quality and best taste. Chris Ward, Chief Supply Chain Officer for Steak and Shake, said upon the announcement. If veg oil broke your heart, our tallow will make you fall in love again, the company teased. All eyes have moved to health concerns related to C. Doyle's as the Trump administration, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. poised to be at the helm, work to make America healthy again. Kennedy, particularly, has spoken out against seed oils. Canola oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, and other refined oils, referring to them as poison. Critics of seed oils say they contribute to chronic health conditions. Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods. And the reason they're in the foods is because they're heavily subsidized, Kennedy said during an appearance on Fox News. They're very, very cheap, but they are associated with all kinds of very, very serious illnesses, including body-wide inflammation, which affects all of our health. It's one of the worst things you can eat, and it's almost impossible to avoid. If you eat any processed food, you're going to eat seed oil, he added. Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods. We need to make frying oil tallow again, Kennedy said on social media, sharing the Fox News clip. Related: RFK Jr. calls out Bernie Sanders for accepting millions of dollars from pharmaceutical industry. During his confirmation hearing, Kennedy made it clear that he does not want to take food away from anyone. But he does believe Americans should know the potential impacts of their choices. I don't want to take food away from anybody, Kennedy said. If you like a McDonald's cheeseburger or Diet Coke, which my boss loves, you should be able to get them. If you want to eat Hostess Twinkies, you should be able to do that. But you should know what the impacts are on your family and on your health. Related: RFK Jr., you should be able to have McDonald's and Diet Coke, just know their impacts.